Now, a national hui on the future of New Zealand's food sector has been discussed in Wellington this week. Issues like sustainability, diners' changing needs, and the impact of COVID-19 on eating and cooking habits. There was also talk of a national food strategy being needed, merging the country's Māori Pacifica health, agribusiness, local government and community perspectives into a unified path forward. So we'll discuss that too with the Eat NZ's chief executive, Angela Clifford. Kia ora, Angela.
Kia ora.
Let's talk about 2020 January onwards. New Zealand changed in a way that it never had before. How did food habits change here?
Yeah, a huge change, I think. A reset in many ways across many sectors. We had food shortages, we had food waste, increase in food waste, we had hungry people and no way to feed them. For our food producers, they weren't able to process crops in some areas. So yeah, I suppose really what it did was showed the weakness in our current food system and highlighted a lot of that.
It's almost a history unto itself, isn't it? Food under the time of pandemic could be a book or something. And also, too, in that people were often forced to cook when there was the full lockdown. Recall that there was no takeaways. So all of a sudden people were making things at home.
Yeah, absolutely. And how do we feed ourselves? And, New Zealand's got some major health issues around food, and yet we tell the rest of the world that we produce some of the healthiest food in the world. So where's the mismatch there? Why is there a gap?
So there was also a talk of trying to sort of combine various elements into one unified strategy, a national food strategy underpinned by several key principles. What would a national food strategy entail, perhaps?
It would have to entail looking at the connection between food and health. We'd have to consider things like social inequity and food access. We'd have to look at the resilience of our farming and our fishing systems in the face of ongoing climate and global disruption. It would really give us a map or a plan of a way forward as a country. It sort of sets some parameters for policy and sort of big picture thinking around our food system.
Let's go to you, Chess. Do you have a question or a thought?
What I think is missing is a sort of a uniquely New Zealand food or taste. A lot of our restaurants are ethnic restaurants. They don't necessarily reflect Māori or Pacifica, which I would quite like to see. When we think about New Zealand food, we tend to think about sort of Kiwi icons like the mince and cheese pie or the cheese roll from Otago or something like that. And I think that's a real shame. I'd like to see us sort of brand that a lot better. I think New Zealand farming feeds about 45 million people worldwide. And so it's got a huge reputation. But in actual fact, we don't do a whole lot about celebrating that at home. And if you were an overseas visitor coming to New Zealand wanting to eat specifically Kiwi food, you'd probably be given something that comes straight off an English menu or an Asian menu.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot at Eat New Zealand. Like, how do we connect the story that we tell in our international markets with experiences that people can have back here in our own country? What we're seeing is really the emergence and the unearthing of our original food stories, and they do sit around Māori and also Pacifica. And so that's a really exciting time, and we can see some sort of heroes in that space that have spoken over the last 2 days, people like Riwi Spragan and Monique Fiso. So we can see a new generation of conversations that are led by original food stories. So, yeah, it's coming, and it's a really exciting time to be involved in New Zealand food.
What are your thoughts, Ella?
I couldn't agree more. I think these are wonderful ideas. I do have a cautionary note, though, and that is that the reality is for many New Zealanders who live in poverty, they don't have the kinds of choices that those of us who have a stable income do. And I think there needs to be a lot more emphasis placed from early childhood onwards around educating in a positive and meaningful way young folk around nutrition and diet and planting foods. I live in a suburb with the local local primary runs a garden for the, and all the kids learn how to plant and then they harvest and then they learn how to make food.
That's
with
cool.
that. So there's this lovely cycle that we've lost in many ways of how food, where it comes from and how good it is when you grow it and hunt it and, you know, nurture it. And I think we need to do more of that as part of that addressing the poverty issues.
What do you think, Angela?
We talked about that as well, and the opportunities that exist around the current school lunch program to sort of create a reset around our communities providing and educating our children in food. And, you know, the predictions, well, the plan is to roll that out to a significant number of New Zealand schools by the end of term one next year. So how what would that look like if we created community solutions to school lunches rather than sort of big national providers or service providers?
Mm.
So enabling communities to become more self-sufficient and more resilient and to feed and educate their own children.
Certainly a huge issue, isn't it? One that maybe it's a plan that might be worked on as an overarching, almost like a RMA of food.
Absolutely.
Document.
The notion of communities, community-based solutions are the most enduring and resilient. You know, bringing elders in who are in their homes and to local schools to teach young folk about the ways that they used to use those food when they were young, you know.
Angela, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Very interesting. Eat NZ Chief Executive Angela Clifford. Just one comment for you, Chester. Chester! Exclamation mark. The cheese rolls are from Southland, not Otago.
I stand corrected.
How could you get it so wrong?